one place is cool. It's much cooler for me to be here with all my hidden guns and panic buttons and cameras and swords and bitches and coffee machines. That's much cooler than any fucking traveling. I got straps in my wardrobe, bro. Look at the wardrobe. Show them the wardrobe. What suit am I gonna wear? What fucking gun? Probably G like that. I'm gonna stay right here in case the police roll up. You're not allowed guns in Romania. But you are allowed guns in your shooting range. So I had to get my house registered as a shooting range. Bro, you don't know me. You're not allowed guns. There's a shooting range over there. Well, they're a shooting range. I'm a shooting range. Well, how are you a shooting range? Because I'm the fucking top G. If I can open a casino, you think I can't get the paperwork to be a shooting range? This is a business establishment. And I'm a shooting range. And if you come to my fucking house, you're the target. But we've gone a little bit off here because I'm trying to talk about things that are overrated, but I'm too busy flexing. Let's talk about the most overrated thing on Earth. There's two things that are probably the most overrated on Earth. No, three things. And they all involve sex. The three sexual activities are all super duper overrated. One, threesomes. Now, I know all you dudes are sitting there going, oh, threesome would be great. Because you never fight. Listen, all I did was, threesomes were basically my cardio for my fight career. All I did was threesomes. It was like, I used to pray for the days I had one bitch. Please, it's not too, oh, for fuck's sake, it's time for bed and there's two of them, they're still here. Threesomes are annoying. Now you've got two kinds. You've got the ones where the girls are really into it, they're okay. But usually it's both of them like you and they kind of half like each other. And now you just go fuck two hoes. There's legs everywhere. Like you're trying to fuck one bitch. This other bitch looks bored. She's gonna fuck her out. Pick her out of shit. It's long. It's like all this effort. Like trying to like fuck her. Fuck back and forth. It's bullshit. Threesomes suck. And I'm an expert at them. I know exactly how to do them. It's like a new art. If you've had one or two threesomes, you can't do threesomes. When you've had 500 threesomes, you know the game. I know how to do it where they like each other, hate each other. I know how to do it. They hate each other and they hate me. I know how to do all of it. But they're shit. Threesomes are a pain in the ass. You don't get to enjoy it. It's like taking a beautiful bottle of whiskey and some premium vodka and put them in the same glass. And you're just kind of like, I got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of titties, a little bit of pussy. But it's just, this is just nasty. It would have been better just to have some vodka, sober up, than have some whiskey. Next sexual act, which is bullshit. Sex on a beach. Now, I know you broke boys don't know about this one. But when you're traveling around the world in jets and bubble, you're on the beach, some bitch, some hoe just finds you on Instagram. Oh, hi. It's like, you're so rich and sexy. It's like, yeah. Sit on the beach, some bitch. Sun's going down. You're chilling. And you're kind of thinking, you know what? This is a little bit romantic. We're just sitting on the beach, it's you and me. And she starts like hugging you, trying to hope she gets fucked. And I'm just like, there is no way I'm getting this sand and shit, dirt, like fucking rocks, dirt. And she needs to be so romantic for me to grab her and like have sex with her in the surf of the waves. I know another reason these broke boys don't know about this is because this is obviously I go to private beaches. I don't go to no fucking broke boy beach with kids and shit running around. No, I'm on private beaches. It's just me, her, beach. Have you been on an empty beach before? Oh, shut up. She's all like, oh, so romantic. I know what you want. I'm getting sand in my fucking dick, sand in my hand, sand in my face, sand in your hair, sand in your pussy. There's gonna be sand everywhere. There's nothing sexy about it. You're too many movies. No. You know what? It may not seem very sexy for me to go to you. Stop right there. Get up. Pack up. Go. Uber. Hotel. Check in. Get new keys. I never bring my key. Go into the room and then fuck you. You may not think that's sexy, but I guarantee you that's more sexy than covering fucking sand. It's trash. And the last sexual act that actually takes the biscuit as the shittest sexual act in history is sex in the shower. I don't know where are these chicks, what movie they saw sex in the shower in. Because it defies the laws of physics. Did you know that, Luke?
No.
Sex in the shower, my Jesus. Defies the laws of physics. Because with the running water, the natural puss juice gets taken away. Like, when I say sex in the shower, this also counts for jacuzzis and pools. Fucked in them all.
buckle the fuck up.
21 different wealth creation methods, 21 different professors, daily lessons and daily work plans, turning your money into more money or making money from zero. You can make money near instantly. That's what I'm teaching you. That's what Hustlers University is. The link is in the description.
And like, the pussy's drier than ever. Cause like, it's warm, you're soap and shit. And like, it's hard to get it in. And then like, I'm big. They're all small, but the shower's small, so you're kind of like this. And then like, you have no grip, because it's all slippery. And she's like, oh man, it's not sexy, it's not romantic. Should I kiss you? There's water in her hair. I just let you say, turn off the shower. Get dry. I mean, go to bed. It's fucking out of control. This shit is out of control. Sex in the shower has never been good, ever. It's the worst thing. So this takes Peach was supposed to be about, what the fuck was it supposed to be about? Basically, I'm the top G. And if you're not watching the emergency meetings, you won't know what that's about. But you should. And for anyone who wants to test my top G credentials, you can come to my house any day. You get past security layer 1 and security layer 2, get to the final fucking boss.